Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you in wealth consciousness, creative genius, and visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage, and really my mission is to help the change makers, the leaders like you, to be the shepherds, to be the way showers of what I have termed the new era of wealth, which we're in now. And this is all about truly embodying the vibration of wealth, being aligned to our unique genius, to our authenticity, to our soul, and bringing wealth forward into the physical reality for humanity in a way that serves all, that serves the one that truly is for the highest good of all. So this is our weekly silipisode where it's just you and me, and we get to go deeper into a conversation of a topic. Today, I want to talk about the three personality types of money. I was trying to come up with a better kind of topic name than that, but that's what we got. The three personality types of money. I love the number three. I don't know about you, but to me, it has this perfect balance, this perfect harmony. Ironically enough, I was born on the 3rd of October. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. It's just always felt very balanced to me. In addition, I teach what's called the Divine Trinity, the mother, the father, the child, the masculine, the feminine, the child. And it's amazing how many different teachings and really ways to see things in our physical reality coincide with the Divine Trinity. Also, a well-known one is body, mind, spirit. So here we are at a three, right? The three personalities of money. The first personality is the spender. And so the spender is the type of person who, you know, the term money is burning a hole in your pocket. If you're a spender, you're the type of person who struggles to hold money. Maybe you make money easily and readily, but you also really enjoy spending money. And not that there's anything wrong with that. But it can often be that it is truly burning a hole in your pocket, right? The money, it's like if it's in your possession, you gotta find something to do with it. And we can always find things to do with money, can't we? I mean, there are endless things we can spend our money on, and you know, a lot of them are very enjoyable. So again, there's nothing wrong with being a spender. The question is this your personality type with money? Is this the way that you handle money, where when it comes in, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, there's a subconscious feeling there that the money needs to be spent. The money needs to go somewhere. You need to give it a job. You need to send it off to college, whatever it is, right? These are the people who love to shop. And the shadow aspect of spenders is that they can oftentimes overspend. They can spend more than they actually have, and that they can't hold on to money, or they struggle or find it difficult to hold on to money, to have money in savings, to have money in the bank account, you know, not necessarily just sitting there, but maybe that's how they perceive it, right? Like it's just sitting there. I'm not doing anything with it. The light attribute of the spender is that, you could also call the gift of the spender, is that the spender can really enjoy their money, can't they? Like they usually don't have a problem with the money going out. And oftentimes don't have a problem with the money coming in either because of that continuous flow of energy. So currency is a current. It likes to flow. So when money's coming in and we're spending it immediately, we're definitely creating a good flow of energy there. And that can help bring in more money. Not always, but it can, especially in the right kind of perspective and belief structure. But also savers, you know, they enjoy their money. The relationship that they have with money is often of celebration, enjoying it, putting it to practice, like, you know, self-love, self-care, loving on other people, giving to other people. Like, it has a purpose. Money has this beautiful purpose to them. The second personality of money is called the saver. And the saver is the person who, guess what, saves. Right? And again, nothing wrong with saving. But the saver as a personality type of money tends to be the person who wants to have those cushions of money. And, you know, oftentimes is the person who will find themselves really holding on to money, unwilling to let it go, unwilling to spend it. Or if they are spending it, oftentimes the saver is looking for the best deals, right? The discounts, the clearance, the sales, the coupons, whatever they can do to spend less money, hold on to more money. And this can definitely be a couple of things. For one, you know, the saver can fear that money is not coming in. So oftentimes they can be focused on that belief structure, which of course then creates it. So savers will often really believe that money doesn't come in easily. And so they're really focused on their money coming in and, you know, tightening down on their spending if money doesn't come in enough. And they're really privy to what is in the physical reality rather than commanding their own energy, rather than commanding the energy of money. They are just privy to it. They're just subjected to it, right? It's just happening to them. So the shadow attribute of the saver is a level of hoarding, a level of hanging on to, which definitely does not create flow in energy. And that hanging on to can be attachment energy and can be really rooted, like I said, in the fear of unsafety or the belief that one is not secure, right? The light or gift attribute of the saver is that they are accumulating wealth oftentimes, not always, because sometimes they're shutting off that valve, but as a gift attribute, they are accumulating wealth. And oftentimes they are really feeling into, you know, is this where I want to spend my money? Where spenders can sometimes just kind of spontaneously spend money, sometimes not putting a lot of thought into it or really choosing from a state of alignment and groundedness, where savers will tend to create a little bit more spaciousness around the act of spending. So they're not doing things spontaneously. They're doing things much more intentionalized, which is always a beautiful way to live. The third personality type is what we call the investor. And it's not what we think of as a person who's investing in stocks and, you know, bonds and different things. It's actually investor as a mindset. And the beautiful thing about the investor is it holds both the saver and the spender in the energetic field. So let me explain. The investor understands that life is about investing, right? And this is where are we choosing to put our money? We're making choices with our money that matter. very much like if you're choosing between a brand that is one doesn't care about the environment and the other one does, you are choosing to say, I care about the environment through this purchase. I am investing in sustainability, right? Or whatever it is that it's representing. So the investor sees life as this opportunity to invest in life via money and intentional spending and intentional saving. So one of the most important attributes of the investor is that the why is always very clear. Why am I desiring to make more money? Why am I desiring to save this money? Why am I desiring to spend this money? So the clarity of each step of those is present and it has purpose, and all of them are aligned to the same goals, the same overall arcing theme of the investment into themselves, into life, etc. And that includes investing in other people, businesses, stock markets, etc., but all done very intentionalized. And ultimately, really from the connection of our inner knowing, our inner authority, that if we are placing goals on ourselves, really setting ourselves up for, I want to create this kind of life for myself, what's called a desired state of being, then we are kind of reverse engineering that. And from that desired state of being, what actions are going to get me there? Right? And so the investor, all of the actions with regards to money and even time and focus, because money, time, and focus are very closely interwoven with each other. So in places where we don't invest time, or excuse me, places we don't invest money, we most likely are investing time or even our focus, our attention. So all three of those invested intentionally. So the investor mentality is quite profound, and it's definitely the most harmonious of the three, because it does, an investor mindset will absolutely save money. He, she, they will save money because there's a purpose behind that saving money. There is a why and there is a goal for that money. It's not just simply to hold on to it because there is a perception of lack. The investor mindset will also spend money and invest in themselves, in their life, in things that really bring them joy, things that feel very aligned to their purpose. And simultaneously, they're spending intentionalized. There absolutely can be spontaneity, but it's still, even a level of spontaneity is aligned with the core values and the desired state of being. So everything that is spent is really aligned to where that investor, what that investor is trying to create for themselves. So all of that money is intentionalized, even if it's money for fun, right? And just enjoying ourselves and vacations or things like this can absolutely be in service to our desired state and what we are working to create. And then, so the investor definitely has a clear energetic flow of money coming in, money going out, money being held, right? So all three of those aspects are intentionalized, they're clear, they're aligned, and they're directionalized, I don't know what word I'm trying to say there, towards that desired state. So to become an investor, if you are either a saver or a spender, it starts to be first and foremost to connect to those whys. Why do you want more wealth? What are you going to do with that wealth? Having very clear map of what you want to do with that wealth really helps the energy and the relationship to money. Whether that's exactly what you end up doing with it or not, it's not relevant. But money likes having purpose. So when we really outline that purpose, we make it very clear for ourselves what that purpose is and what that purpose for money is. So why do you want to create more wealth? What are you going to do with it? And, you know, the what are you going to do with it or the why needs to be 100% truth to you. You know, we're not trying to be good people here in the context of don't feel like you have to have an answer of, well, I want to donate it all to charity. Like, just be really honest with yourself. That's more important than what it actually is. The truth of it is, what is authentic to you is what's going to resonate and what's going to actually work than some level of a lie. Okay. And so the why is the first step. And then as you receive money, intentionally placing it, is this money that wants to go into savings? Is this money that wants to be spent, aka reinvested? Why? What is the purpose behind either one of those? And being very clear if you are encountering any level of lack belief in yourself. Well, I better hold on to this because, you know, we're going into a slow time of the year. Okay, even regardless if that has been your experience in the past, that is still a belief structure, full stop. And you don't have to create that again. So being really conscious of why you're doing things and following through with those whys, taking that action that feels right, that feels aligned for you. Having that big picture vision and then breaking it down into the little steps, really asking yourself whether you're spending or saving, does this align to my big vision? Does hanging on to this 5K and putting it into my savings account, does that align to what I'm trying to create? Does spending this K on such and such, does that align to what I'm trying to create? And of course, as always, being really honest with yourself what the answer is, because if you do any level of manipulation or just, you know, lying to yourself, then yeah, of course, none of this will work. So you have to be really honest with yourself and you have to be willing to make change. Because when we're comfortable in either the spender or the saver, it can be challenging to make change. So be with yourself, be present with yourself, listening to your body and what happens as you consider spending or saving, as you consider your why, as you ask yourself the truth to these questions, and really feel what's showing up for you and address that directly. And I personally think just seeing it as the investor mindset just feels so much more beautiful to me. Being able to see like the money that I make, that I create, the money that comes in for me, I get to invest that. I get to invest that into myself, into my life, into the ones I love, into whatever I want to invest it in. That feels intentional. The word invest feels really good in my body versus just spending or just saving. So I hope this has brought you some awareness of which one you are and if you're needing to shift into the investor, how to do that for yourself. And as always, just have a lot of compassion and patience for yourself if you're making some pattern changes, some behavioral shifts and transformations in your life. Always work to be as most present as you can when you're working with your money. The more presence you have when you are spending, bringing the money in, etc., the more you'll be privy to the information that is necessary to really have yourself experience yourself as the investor of your reality. So I hope you enjoyed this. And if you haven't already, check out the Wisdom of Wealth Online Summit happening October 16th through the 18th. The link will be here in the comments, and I truly look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.